From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Susan Yockey reporting. Obama and Merkel hold talks in Germany. U.S. President Barack Obama met with German Chancellor Angela Merkel in the industrial German city of Hanover today for talks on a broad range of global issues, from the economy to the rising terror threat to transatlantic security. Merkel greeted Obama during a formal welcoming ceremony at the stately Schloss Herrenhausen, once the summer residence of the Royal House of Hanover. The meeting kicks off a two-day visit that will include talks with their counterparts from Britain, France, and Italy. Before heading to Germany, Mr. Obama was in London for meetings with Prime Minister David Cameron, opposition leader Jeremy Corbyn, and to have lunch with Queen Elizabeth, who was celebrating her 90th birthday. President Obama also took part in a London town hall meeting with young people, where he spoke of the long relationship between the U.S. and the U.K.
The joint efforts and sacrifices of previous generations of Americans and Brits are a big part of why we've known decades of relative peace and prosperity in Europe, and that in turn has helped to spread peace and prosperity around the world.
U.S. President Obama said he would not consider sending ground troops into Syria and said there needs to be more than just a military effort in order to solve the nation's problems. It would be a mistake for the United States or Great Britain to send in ground troops and overthrow the Bashar al-Assad regime, Obama said during a wide-ranging interview with BBC television. President Obama called the war in Syria a heartbreaking situation of enormous complexity. We invite you to get more on this story at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. North Korea is calling its submarine-launched ballistic missile test on Saturday a great success, while South Korea labeled it a failure. Military analysts, however, are classifying the missile launch as a successful failure. The missile launch Saturday traveled only 30 kilometers before falling into the sea, Seoul said, which was well short of the minimum range of 300 kilometers for the medium-range ballistic missile it tested. The death toll from the devastating earthquake in Ecuador has risen to 654, officials said. The quake, the worst in nearly seven decades, injured at least 12,500 people and left another 58 people missing along the country's Pacific coast. These have been sad days for the homeland, said a visibly moved President Rafael Correa during his regular Saturday TV broadcast. The country is in crisis. Thousands of soldiers and police have been deployed throughout Ecuador to provide emergency relief, including temporary shelters and food. A solar-powered plane has safely landed in the U.S. Pacific Coast state of California after completing the riskiest leg of its journey around the world, a 56-hour flight over the Pacific Ocean that began in Hawaii. The Solar Impulse 2 touched down at Moffett Airfield in California's Silicon Valley. Earlier in the day, the plane flew over San Francisco's Golden Gate Bridge to the delight of many spectators. The solar plane is the brainchild of two pilots. One of them, Bertrand Beccard, believes their experience may influence more innovation, possibly in the United States.
America is the world of pioneers. Americans invented aviation. They invented almost everything, even going to the moon. So now, I think innovation and pioneering must continue. But it must continue for better quality of life, clean technologies, renewable energy. This is where the pioneers can really express themselves and be successful.
When asked what was the biggest challenge of the flight, Beccard said, the 16 years of ups and downs to get to this point. Carbon fiber single-seat Solar Impulse 2 has a wingspan which is longer than the wingspan of a Boeing 747. The 17,000 solar cells built in the wings harness the sun's energy and charge onboard batteries. A Dutch journalist was arrested by Turkish police early today at her home in Turkey after she insulted President Recep Tayyip Erdogan on Twitter. Ebru Mar, a well-known columnist for the Dutch Metro newspaper, tweeted that police were at the front door of her home late Saturday night, and they were taking her to a police station for questioning. Reporting to you from Washington, the nation's capital, I'm Susan Yockey.
That's the latest world news from VOA.